Welcome to the happiest pod on earth on the Geek Therapy Network. This is Geek Therapy's Disney podcast. My name is Josue Cardona, joined by Lara Taylor.
Hey!
Happy D23 weekend.
Woo! All the hype. All of it.
All of the hype.
I can't handle it. I need it all right now.
Okay, it's too much. It's too much. That's what I've kept
saying.
My
mind is exploding with each new announcement.
So the reason why we finally started this podcast is because we're pretty big Disney fans.
And, absolutely.
And so with the announcement that Disney Plus was coming, I thought, okay, we've been talking about this for years. It's time to do this because there's going to be a lot of new content coming to Disney Plus.
Absolutely. All the old stuff and a whole bunch of new stuff.
Which is, so we're recording this on Saturday, August 24th.
In the middle of the day.
in the middle of D23.
Right. There's going to be more stuff announced, like, as we're talking.
Yes. But I feel like the Disney Plus announcements are, for the most part, ready to go. Mm-hmm. And wow, like, this, like, we're still warming up. Okay, this is just one of the first episodes. It is, like, we're reacting to things as they're happening. The new movies, we have some ideas. Like, we're kind of busy. It's not into our schedule completely, but I wanted to make sure we got the ball rolling so by November, we were ready to go. Mm-hmm. But it's too much. It's too much stuff on Disney Plus. I don't know.
It's all of it. All of it.
So let's just go through some of the, as many as possible, of the announcements that have come up since Friday about Disney Plus. And so there's so many things that I'm excited about. Maybe I'll start off with saying that Disney Plus is it was obviously going to be huge, right?
Yeah.
But one thing that every time a new subscription service comes out, I hear people say, how much is it?
That's
kind of expensive.
So this is cheap.
It is. In the United States, it is $6.99.
Okay. It's cheaper than Netflix, even if you do the Hulu, ESPN, Disney Plus bundle.
Oh, yeah. So they have this bundle for the three of them, right? Which I'm definitely going to do.
Like, absolutely.
I just paused my Hulu account because that alone is $11.99 without commercials. So
$2 more, right? No, a dollar more.
What, $11.99?
Yeah.
Oh, to get the bundle?
The rest of it, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll get the bundle. I don't care about ESPN, but I'll definitely
Disney
do
Plus.
The bundle. Yeah. Although, they do a lot of gaming stuff now,
mm-hmm.
like video game stuff now on ESPN, so I might watch some of that since I have it.
You'll get it for free.
Yeah. Pay part of the bundle. But let's just assume $6.99, okay? And they just announced that you can have four simultaneous streams going.
Mm-hmm.
So you, your partner, and your two kids could all be watching Disney Plus on the same account at the same time, and it's all good.
I'm glad they did that for families. That's amazing.
Yep. Also, for friends, right? Like, everybody's sharing
right,
their
right.
passwords.
But, you know, Disney family-friendly. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then also, it's confirmed that $6.99 gets you 4K and HDR.
That's even better.
For Netflix? I pay
you pay more, yeah.
$15.99 to be able to have four consecutive streams or four simultaneous streams and 4K.
Mm-hmm.
So at $6.99, you might think like, oh, but they don't have the content that Netflix has, right? Well, let me tell you that
they may not have as much, but
It's a ridiculous amount.
It's ridiculous.
So like you already mentioned, right? Every single, or we've mentioned in past episodes, every single Disney movie
eventually will be there.
Yeah. The entire Pixar collection is there. Every Marvel movie, like everything, including, and then we've got Fox stuff too, right? The Simpsons. Like I just read a number. Let me see if I find that article that said how many, I think it was in an Engadget article that I saw that had actual numbers, like this many thousand movies, this many, let me see. It says, Disney has confirmed the service will have more than 500 feature films and over 7,500 show episodes at launch.
That's at launch.
That's at launch. That's at launch.
And they already said they weren't going to have all of the movies and all of the shows at launch. So we're getting a bunch of older stuff, and there's going to be new stuff coming.
So let's talk about the new stuff. Because those have been kind of the mind-blowing announcements since yesterday to me, right? So I've got an article on IGN. I don't know if it's the best one or the most complete, but that's what we got. So let's go through it one by one. You got it open?
I've got it open. I bet you're excited about these first couple ones on that list.
Let's go. What's the first one?
Lizzie McGuire.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I'm not as much of a Disney Channel fan, but Lizzie McGuire.
Did you watch Lizzie McGuire?
I would watch it when it was on TV, yeah. And I thought it was cool. I liked it better than Even Stevens.
So this is not surprising in the sense that we have Girl Meets World, and we have the new Raven series.
Yeah.
Which is Raven Simone, like, doing the character from That's So Raven as an adult, and she's the mother now, and her daughter has the powers that she had in the original series.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Girl Meets World is...
And we had Fuller House, too.
Well, but...
On Netflix. But that was still ABC.
It's true. That adds to, like, okay, we're doing stuff, like, continuing. But Disney going back and into, the well for stuff like this, it's not super surprising, but it's still surprising, and it's kind of exciting. And I never watched Lizzie McGuire, but I'm still excited because, like, those legacy shows, I don't know. That's like what I love about them is being able to. I'm gonna put Lion Guard in that category too, where, like, you can watch it because your generation watched it when you were a kid, and then newer generations are watching it, and there's something for both of you there.
Yeah.
There's nostalgia. There's new stuff. It's, I don't know. It's so cool. All right. The second one, did you see the trailer for High School Musical, the series?
I did not see that trailer. Okay. Did that one blow your mind?
So it's hilarious because they're at this high school. They're saying, it's unbelievable to us that the high school where they shot the movie has never done a live production of, like, a live musical production of High School Musical. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do a musical version of High School Musical. That's why it's called High School Musical, the musical. But it's High School Musical, the series, because it's not just a movie. It's a show where it looks like Glee that's inspired by High School Musical, because you're at the school, you see the students, and then over time they're making a production of the movies. It is super meta. It looks great. It looks, I don't know. I think that's a really good idea. And it feels like high quality. You know what I mean? I don't know how else to put it, right? Like subscription shows now, the shows that you're getting there are, like, good. they look like high quality stuff. I don't know how else to put it.
That is going to be one mouthful to say. I'm going to watch High School Musical, the musical, the series.
Season 2. I think it's a really cool idea. Plus, I assume the 3 movies will be there as well on the service.
Pretty sure.
Yeah. We've got Forky Asks a Question.
I love that idea.
It should be pretty funny. So it's a series starring Forky. Monsters at Work. So it's the Monsters, Inc. universe. But
new characters.
Yeah.
And I think it takes place when the main character, when the monster factory, like the power factory, switches from scare power to laugh power.
Oh.
And he spent all his time in school learning how to scare people. I feel like I'm going to relate to that since I learned everything in grad school on the DSM-4. for those lists of diagnoses. And then when I got out of school, by the time I got out of school, the DSM-5, which scrapped a whole bunch of those diagnoses. I think that show is going to be really relatable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, just in general, like, you go to school, and by the time you graduate, like, half the stuff you learned is obsolete. Or when you're out into the real world, you realize, oh, my education was mostly worthless. Yes, thank you.
Ooh, I wish somebody had told me. Great. It's going to be funny, and it'll be wonderful.
Yep, yep. This article mentions the Marvel's What If, but we knew about that already. There's just a few announcements.
I'm so excited that they're doing that, and then we get more Peggy Carter.
Captain Carter.
I know.
Confirmed Captain Carter.
Confirmed, but also confirmed that I think they said every new and returning MCU actor is going to voice a character on this show.
So when they showed the picture at Comic-Con, mm-hmm. that's actually, we saw Natalie Portman.
Yeah.
There before they announced that she was coming back, which is like a hint, you know, that she was mm-hmm. coming back for the next door. And it seemed like every single actor from the series from like was there. The only one that there are probably others that I'm missing, but the only one that I know for sure wasn't there was Robert Downey Jr. But basically everybody else was there. So these are animated episodes, but they're being voiced by the original actors. That's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you don't need Robert Downey Jr., but if he came back, that would be amazing.
That would be great.
They can't afford him, but, you know, it's okay. Marvel's Loki, they talked about a little bit, just like, you know, teasing a few things. Like, he's going to make a friend. You're going to find out what happens after
Endgame. I wonder what kind of friend that's going to be.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, the comics, the Loki in the comics, like, it's such a cool character. So it'll be really interesting to see what kind of show this is.
Mm-hmm.
They said that on Falcon and Winter Soldier, Emily Van Camp is going to come back as Sharon Carter. Which
what?
I'm really, yeah, I know. I'm really happy about that. Because it's like you introduce these characters in the movie and then the next movie comes around and you're like, where's Sharon Carter? Where is she? What happened?
Yeah. Yeah, she had a big role.
Yeah.
Like she's not the a only huge woman, role, but like...
she's the only woman not in Endgame. Like, yeah. In the fight at the end, right? It's like, whoa, what happened? Mm-hmm. WandaVision already sounded like a crazy idea.
And now it's going to be crazier.
Yeah, they're going to have Kat Dennings from Thor, Randall Park from Ant-Man 2. It's like, it's just, like, is it a comedy?
Who knows?
With those two, that means it's more comedy than not, which is so interesting because Vision and Scarlet Witch are the two, like, most serious characters of all the Avengers.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it's going to be an odd couple, but like an odd quadruple.
but I mean, if you just surround him with all these comedic like people, like just the idea of how are we going to, like, how does Vision even come back? Right. And then you have you're surrounded by these characters that are all funny and they're reacting to that. I think that's great.
Yeah.
Okay. So
the
here
next
we go.
Part is where my mind was blown and I had to shout to the world what was going on.
This is unbelievable. These I cannot believe. I can't believe it. I don't believe it.
Believe it.
So, three new Marvel live action shows, right? Mm-hmm. Confirmed or live action.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
I just want to make sure.
They're live action.
We've got Moon Knight. Moon Knight.
Moon okay. Knight is like heavy.
I can't believe Moon Knight's getting a series. Okay.
Yeah. Out of all the characters, I would not have pictured. I'm excited. Moon Knight's a great book.
It's one of the more exciting ideas, right? It's like Moon Knight's gonna have a series. Okay. Mm-hmm. Live action Moon Knight MCU. This next one, I can't believe. This one, I definitely don't believe. I can't even imagine what it's gonna look like. She-Hulk.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
What? Like, what do you do?
I hope that it's like Law and Order Marvel. Because she's a lawyer. Like,
but like, how do you, what does she look like? Is she like a really strong, like, how do you do it? Do you do CGI? Do you color her green? Because her body isn't, in the comics, she isn't.
It's not like
huge,
she's
like
not
Hulk.
Like Hulk, right? She's yeah. herself, but like stronger, muscular, and green.
Yeah. So like, what's Zoe Saldana's character in
Gamora?
Gamora, right? Like
they
Gamora
could do that.
Who's green, right? You could have a character that looks green, and it doesn't have to be like Wonder Woman isn't super bulky in the movies,
right?
And we still believe that she's super strong.
Mm-hmm. But I have a feeling that Natalie Portman is not going to be super bulky, but she is going to get beefed up a bit.
Yeah. So again, they could do something different from the comics, but like Jessica's her name, right? In the Jennifer.
Jennifer Walters.
In the comics, she's always green.
Mm-hmm.
Like
she's never not her Hulk self.
Exactly. So, I mean, the way that Bruce Banner is now in the movies
Professor
is kind
Hulk.
Of... Yeah, like Professor Hulk, right? He's always Hulk. He's a mix of between the two. And She-Hulk is like that. So, I don't know. I just can't imagine what it's going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
It's just blowing my mind. Live action.
I can't She-Hulk. Wait to get like snippets of things.
Yeah, like I just want to see.
I need it all right now, though. I feel all of this. I need it. I need it now.
It's. Oh, I know. I know.
And especially then, the next one.
So, and then this announcement. This is just wish fulfillment. This is something that
I've been asking for this forever.
I can't believe it's happening. But there's a Ms. Marvel show.
We're getting Kamala Khan.
We're getting Jersey.
Uh huh.
Oh man. So I've seen some reactions about this, like wanting her to have a movie instead of a series.
I hope this is a pipeline to get her into the movies because we're looking at a more female led Marvel MCU. I mean, we've got Captain Marvel leading the way. And that sets everything up perfectly. Are we going to get Brie Larson on this show?
Listen, so we have to. Like, there, it has to happen.
Oh my God, I just realized we're going to get Brie Larson on this show.
So here's the thing. First of all, I rather have... So, okay, there's a few things to unpack here. One is that traditionally, the TV series and the movies have been completely separate. And at this point, all of the shows that existed, or that exist up to now... Mm-hmm. That are Marvel.
And, well, ABC kind of feeds into the...
So, except S.H.I.E.L.D., right? Except mm-hmm. S.H.I.E.L.D., every show is pretty much, it's been established that, like, they're not really connected. It's all connected, but it's not really connected.
Right. This, okay. We're taking actual, we've got shows like Loki and WandaVision.
So that's before. Mm-hmm. And now... The difference is that all of these are Marvel Studios shows. So mm-hmm. here's the best thing that happened yesterday, the best announcement. Kevin Feige said, supposedly, as far as I can tell, that the same way that the door is open for all of the movie characters to now appear on TV,
mm-hmm.
all of these characters, including Ms. Marvel, can appear in the movies.
I cannot wait.
Because this is really all connected. So, can we get Brie Larson in an episode of Ms. Marvel?
We have to.
It doesn't. We don't have to, right?
Yes,
it could
we
be,
do. Yes, there's the moment.
I want it, but the idea is that she's always been inspired by Captain Marvel.
Captain
right?
Marvel, yeah.
And really, there was no. The MCU is different in that she was never called Ms. Marvel. Like
yeah.
in the comics, right?
She
was
hands
called Ms.
the
Marvel.
Mantle. Well, she doesn't. Well, she kind of does after Kamala decides to take the.
She gives her blessing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but she doesn't. She was already Captain Marvel, and then
she's like, "I'm not using it. Use it."
Exactly. So, I mean, again, there's this. No, you're right. She needs to turn into her.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the comic. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. Because there's a you're whole right. moment where Captain Marvel in the comics is her mentor and helps her be a better superhero. Well,
no, but even before that, because she has this shape-shifting power.
Oh, right.
She turns into her. Yeah, yeah. So she's walking around and she looks like her. So, okay, Brie Larson confirmed for the pilot episode of Ms. Marvel.
Confirmed by Geek Therapy and the happiest pod on earth.
it's too exciting. And she's a teenage hero. We don't have any of those in the MCU right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think Cloak and Dagger is great. I think The Runaways is great, but they're not connected.
They're not connected. Yeah. And we lost Spider-Man, at least for now.
For now. I don't think that's gonna stick.
But people are talking about the fact, like, well, okay, so we lose Spider-Man as a teenage hero. Well, now we have Ms. Marvel. So
this is
and there's some. I've also heard rumors about Nova. So yeah.
No, but you're right. You're right. I mean, I don't know what I was thinking. Spider-Man is definitely a teenage hero.
Yeah, but like, he is the only one.
Yeah. But I don't know, to have a TV show, I prefer it than to have the movie, because
you get more time.
Exactly. It's selfish because the movie will get her in front of more people
and
make the character more popular. But I don't, like, you can be a show on Netflix and be super popular. So I think the Disney Plus has the potential to be just, you know, to make a character just as popular through, maybe not just as popular, but I think it has great potential
to introduce people to
Kamala Khan.
I think about Game of Thrones. Like, that was a novel. Nobody knew what it was. Yep. And then it became a TV show. And everybody knows what Game of Thrones is, even if they don't watch it.
Yep.
So TV shows have a way of...
Subscription shows have that potential. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And I think Disney Plus is going to be... It's going to be so huge because of these things, right? Like, all of this is feeding off of Endgame, the highest grossing movie of all time, right? And then...
Right.
And also, like, they're going to cross-promote. So we could see Ms. Marvel in the next Captain Marvel, even if just for a second, you know?
To kind of lead up to the show. That would be cool.
Yeah, yeah. But then also, like, I think they're going to make, like, the idea is that instead of having people buy one movie ticket, they subscribe for a long time.
Hmm.
And they're going to make tons of money off of this. Like, that's the idea, right? It's to get people hooked. And the reason all of these shows, like, we may not see Ms. Marvel till 2022.
Yeah.
Right? So it's going to be a long, long time, but it'll happen. And it'll happen. What am I saying? Like, the reason they want you to subscribe, or the way they're going to keep you to subscribing, is having new content rolling out constantly.
Yep.
And, like, that's the way to do it. And Netflix didn't do that at first, right? That's the new model. That's how Netflix keeps you there, because it always has new stuff. Too much stuff sometimes.
I brought up Game of Thrones. HBO lost a lot of people after Game of Thrones ended because they didn't have anything else to kind of replace that with.
They don't in the fantasy genre, but they maybe more than anybody else, like, created that model.
Yeah.
Where it's like, this series ends, the next Sunday we've got a brand new show starting.
Yeah.
And then there's always new stuff. But it's true, like, you may not like everything that's there. And there's definitely nothing like Game of Thrones on HBO now, but there will be in the future.
Yeah, yeah. Literally same world.
Yeah. You know, I'm thinking a lot about the DC Universe app. And that one's interesting because that costs $7.99.
Mm-hmm.
But it also includes access to all the comics.
Right.
So it's like a different service in a way. But the app for DC Universe sucks. Like, on Apple TV, that app sucks. It doesn't work right. Like, it never saves where I am. It never knows that I finished an episode. Like, it knows I started episodes, but then, like, just today I was watching an episode, and three times, you know, like, I don't do anything in one sitting anymore. So I saw a few minutes of it, I stopped it, came back, it started like 2 minutes in when I was like 10 minutes in. And then, like, it always does this for everything, and it's really frustrating. So supposedly all that stuff is taken care of on the, like, this is going to be like a really good app.
Yeah, you sent me an Engadget article that talked about how nice and polished it looked for something that's going to be released in 2 months.
Yeah. And they said in that article, like, a big part of what we want is for you to be able to pause on one device and immediately start up right where you left off on another device. So that means that in the background it needs to save. And that's the way Netflix works. Netflix works exactly. So does YouTube. Like, that stuff, we have examples of it. DC Universe is not that. It is. It needs to work on something.
Some of Disney has, well, they probably started working on this before they acquired Hulu. But having Hulu is helpful too, I think.
Well, they're kind
of platform.
Yeah. I mean, now they own a majority stake in Hulu. They weren't like the creators of it.
Yeah.
But they were involved in it. Yeah, hopefully. If they build on Hulu, I think it'll be pretty good. Hulu also has some things where, like, now it doesn't show that I've watched a whole bunch of series that I watched. Hmm. And it says like, oh, continue, like, oh, start watching this show. And I'm like, I'm like 6 seasons into that show. And then when I go into the actual show, it marks off that I've seen them. But like, it's got small weird things. But again, there's potential. But I was bringing up DC because when they started, they had Titans on day one. And then immediately when Titans was done, they started Doom Patrol. Immediately after Doom Patrol, they started Swamp Thing. And those are live action, like adult shows. Mm-hmm. And then they also started with Young Justice, which is a cartoon series, like one episode a week. And then they're going to have the Harley Quinn show. Like, they have a lot of shows coming, and they're coming in. One finishes, then you go on to the next one. So, like, everybody's doing that. Those models are here all over the place. And Disney just announced so much stuff. It's like, there isn't going to be a week where you're like, oh, that show was done. I wish I had a new one to watch. Not to mention
You're not going to be like, what do I watch next? Nope. They're going to have like two or three things that you want to watch next.
Yeah. And you told me before we started recording that they announced that the shows are going to be released weekly instead of all at once.
Or at least some of them. I don't know if they confirmed all of them, but yeah, I think that's a smart thing.
Yeah. It's some like, people may complain. Yeah.
Some people may complain, but like, some of these, I really want to savor them, and I like, we grew up on the model where it's like weekly shows and not just like binge it all at once. And I think part of what gets overwhelming for me is binge culture and binging a show and watching a whole season in like a day or two. And it's like, dude, I really take in everything that just happened.
Well, I'm torn on that because, and I go back and forth, but I think ultimately I'm okay with the show appearing once a week.
Yeah, because and then I feel like you could binge it later.
but mostly because I want to be able to talk to my friends about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I have friends who don't work, and I have friends who prioritize binging a show on the first day versus, like, my dad is like that. My dad is retired.
It comes out at, like, midnight on the Thursday or whatever, and by the next morning, they've watched all 13 episodes.
Yeah. My dad will do that, and I'm like, oh, man, I just watched the first one, and I have other stuff to do. So I like the idea of, like you said, the Mandalorian is the only one that we know so far that is going to release weekly. And I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
Again, on the one hand,
that's a show that I think we're really going to want to talk about and
definitely. And I want like to see Twitter reactions, you know, and I want to be in on that discussion. And I think ultimately, again, I go back and forth. It depends how good the show is. The better the show is, the faster I want it. Mm-hmm. Just because you want it all. But I don't hate this idea. And also, it's the best thing that they can do for a subscription. Because if it's going to be 12 episode season, that means that for 12 weeks, I will not like stop my subscription. That's guaranteed. And then if immediately on that 13th week, there's another new show, again, I think it's good. And they do not only have new shows, right? They also announced a whole bunch of live action movies. Okay. So in this IGN article, we've got Stargirl, the coming of age story based on a novel. I don't know what this is.
Which I got confused because DC has a Stargirl, and I think they're actually doing
a full show on DC Universe. Yeah. That is some messed up stuff.
Yeah.
Obviously a different character.
Yeah.
Timmy Failure, Mistakes Were Made, The Story of Timmy and His World-Class Detective Agency.
No idea what that is.
But that's a movie. The live-action Lady and the Tramp.
Tessa Thompson.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Togo, A Man and His Dog Story. And then this one looks fun. Noelle, starring Anna Kendrick, as Santa's daughter, who finds herself needing to save the holidays with the help of her brother, played by Bill Hader. That's like a movie that would come out in December in theaters.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's coming out on the streaming service.
Mm-hmm. This is huge.
It's huge. Going back to series in the article, we've got Muppets Now, which I'm super excited about this. I'm so excited. It's an unscripted short form series called Muppets Now. A teaser video shown to the D23 Expo crowd featured Kermit excited to tell the crowd about what the Muppets have planned, but legal prevents them from describing what will be the focus of the show, what celebrity guests might appear, and more. The series is planned for 2020.
I can't wait.
Did you see the memo?
No.
It's all redacted.
That's great.
It's pretty funny. I had heard about this series before, but I guess they talked about it then. This is The Diary of a Female President. Have you heard of this?
No.
So this is Gina Rodriguez from
Jane
the Virgin. And it's basically, so she becomes president of the United States, presumably the first female president.
Mm-hmm.
And the show is about
goes back
her,
to her as, past.
As a child. Yeah. And she's like the narrator of the show, of like all the things that went on in her life to get her to that point.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the description says, Diary of a Female President is the story of a 12-year-old girl who's trying to make her way through school before eventually becoming president of the United States. The series features Jane the Virgin's Gina Rodriguez as the adult version of the character. I said virgin because of Jane the Virgin. Get it? But it was an accident. All right, Clone Wars is coming back in February.
Oh, yeah. I still haven't finished watching it.
So I was so hyped today that I was like, you know, I have a spreadsheet where I put all of the episodes of the Clone Wars in chronological order, which is different
That's
than
right.
the broadcast order. So I have a checklist. I was like, you know, I'm going to go into my checklist. I'm going to keep going. I've never finished the show. I'm going to watch it. And then I noticed it's not on Netflix anymore. It's gone.
Oh no. Well, I guess I'm going to have to watch it on Disney Plus.
Exactly. Yep.
And remember where I left off.
Which is weird because the last season of Clone Wars, which was basically like unfinished episodes that they released, literally unfinished. Some of them are unfinished. They released it and it was like Netflix produced. It's like a Netflix series. So I can't imagine what kind of deals went on there.
Yeah.
And how they're going to show that. But Clone Wars coming back.
Oh, yeah.
And then the article lists this one as a Rogue One series, which isn't that isn't the title necessarily.
No, but it's a prequel to Rogue One. Yep. It just doesn't have a title that they're telling us yet.
Yep. But it's Cassian and K2SO.
I can't wait. K2SO is the best.
Now, like, we did an episode of GT Radio when Rogue One came out, and I remember telling you, I don't like these characters before the movie. I'm sad that they died in Rogue One because we're not going to get to see them post Rogue One.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I think I talked about this where I was like, you could do a prequel, but I don't
But you ultimately know that they're going to die.
Well, I don't care that
and
they're
you don't
die.
Like who they are before they meet Jyn Erso.
Exactly. So I don't know how I feel about Cassian. Like, I know how I feel about K2SO, but I don't know how I feel about Cassian beforehand.
But you know what? Cool. It could be okay. It could be cool.
Come on. You know I'm going to watch it.
Of course you're going to watch it. And then we're going to talk about it.
I'm going to watch it. You know, like, Diego Luna being in a starring role in a Star Wars film was the first time that I felt like, oh, like, there's a Hispanic person like me with a Spanish name like me in a leading role in a genre and a film series that I love. And it meant so much to me. So I love that he's going to be back and he's going to have his own show. Mm-hmm. And actually, I think Pedro Pascal, I think, is in The Mandalorian. Isn't he like the star of The Mandalorian?
Yes.
Pedro Pascal was the Viper on Game of Thrones.
Oh.
So again, another, I don't remember if he's actually from Spain or if he's from a Latin American country. I don't know. But Hispanics taking over
the world.
Star Wars, at least.
Mm-hmm.
The universe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so obviously we saw the trailer for The Mandalorian. Holy shit, we saw the real trailer for The Mandalorian.
Yeah. And that one is day one.
So there was
at
like
launch,
this,
right?
Yes, yeah. That's like the thing that's coming on November 12th. There is this disconnect in my brain because we've never had a live-action Star Wars show.
Mm-hmm.
But the Clone Wars, which again, I haven't finished watching, but I've watched the majority.
Yeah.
I watched all of Rebels. And I'm not going to count the... What's the Resistance. Mm-hmm. That's the flying one, right?
Yeah.
The last one that came out. I'm not going to count that one because that one looks like cel-shaded and it looks different. But the other two, like the animation is obviously animated, but it's like CG and there's... At least the ships and all of the weapons and things like that look real. So when the Mandalorian trailer starts, like I'm getting flashbacks to Clone Wars and Rebels.
Uh-huh.
But it's like, oh no, wait a minute. This is... In the first season of The Mandalorian, there will be almost as much live-action content in just that one as in... There'll be more than in the original trilogy. There'll be more than like 6 movies.
Yeah.
Of which we only have 10? 10? 9 so far?
9 no. so far, 10...
No.
11.
We'll have 11.
Because Solo, yeah.
Yep. It's like, it's something that I've seen so much more of the Clone Wars and Rebels than of the live action movies. And now finally we're going to have like lots of live action content. Because I'm assuming these will be hour long episodes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how long the season will be. We already know we're getting a season 2. Plus with the Rogue One series. And they just announced Obi-Wan series also.
Obi-Wan! So we didn't get our movie, but we're getting our TV show.
And I'm so happy. Like when they said an Obi-Wan movie coming to Disney Plus, I thought that was a genius idea.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll take a series. I'll definitely take a series over a movie any day.
Especially if it's coming to Disney Plus instead of the theaters. Yeah.
And now Obi-Wan, like the character with the most screen time.
Definitely.
It's unbelievable. Like when Clone Wars
alone. But it won't even begin filming till 2020.
That's fine. We'll probably get
Obi-Wan.
I mean,
that's next year. We're halfway through this year, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll probably get Obi-Wan before we get Ms. Marvel or She-Hulk.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure. It's too much. Now, like, yeah, it's $6.99 and Netflix costs $15.99 for, again, a comparable service. Not necessarily, like, the content will be completely different, of course, because, like, most things will be exclusive to Disney and some things will still be on Netflix until next year, but then... Like, nobody else is getting anything Disney or Fox, right? Except Disney Plus. So, like, I know a few years down the line, we'll be paying probably like $20 per month for Disney Plus. And the $6.99 is just to get us through the door. But, like, Netflix needs to do something because I will absolutely, mm-hmm. for those first few months, I'll probably just pause my Netflix subscription and use that money on Disney Plus instead. Like I literally pause my Hulu subscription right now because I don't need it.
Yeah.
What a world.
Yeah. And that's just Disney Plus announcements.
That's just Disney Plus.
D23. Hell of a weekend.
I can't. Again, the whole reason why we started this is because Disney Plus is coming and it felt like the right moment. It will have access to all the Disney stuff, right? At least the videos and movies, mm-hmm. so we can go back to them easily. Oh, yeah, but now so much other stuff. Wow. So good. So exciting. But it's too much. It's too much.
It's, I think, too, it's too much. Much.
Have there been any other announcements that are not Disney Plus related that might be of interest?
Well, they released the Last Jedi poster.
Yes, that movie is coming out.
That movie is coming out very soon. Like just like a month after Disney Plus.
Yep. We'll have been.
Or not Last Jedi.
No.
Rise of Skywalker.
Rise of Skywalker, exactly.
Rise of Skywalker.
Exactly. We all knew what you meant. I knew
of course.
What you meant, so I agree.
Of course. and then theme park announcements.
We got
Avengers Campus in Disney's California Adventure, which we already knew, but
now it's
now has a name.
What is it going to be like?
So there's a Spider-Man ride coming in. There's going to be an Ant-Man microbrewery, supposedly.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I don't know.
Like thematically, what's the connection?
I don't know. They haven't announced anything like that.
Like I get it. Micro, he gets smaller. Is that it?
Yeah, that might be it. That might be it. Wow. The Spider-Man ride is like called Web something, like WEB. What is it? World Engineering something. I don't know. I should have looked
that
one.
That's interesting. Yeah.
It's Spider-Man, but Tom Holland maybe not be Spider-Man anymore.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So that'll be interesting. I'm excited. They're going to have all the Marvel meet and greets in that land. Supposedly supposed to open next year sometime. And I cannot wait. And then what other? They've got... Epcot is getting a Moana thing.
Oh, tell me more.
It's going to be, people will get to go and play with living water. Like it's a water park thing. I don't know what that means. I think the water's probably going to they're going to use animatronics or whatever and all their Disney magic to make water do different things. And you get to play with the water. I'm excited. The picture is beautiful. It's got a parent and child walking up into this like garden area, and there's waterfalls and it looks so cool.
Huh.
People are split on whether character and Disney movie things should be put into Epcot, but I'm cool with it as long as it works thematically.
That's
like
true.
I get putting the Frozen thing in the Norway pavilion because they're supposed to be from Norway, or at least from Scandinavia. Same thing with the Ratatouille ride in the Paris pavilion, in the France pavilion, because thematically it works.
So yeah. So how does Moana work thematically with Epcot?
I don't know. I don't know where it's going to be. I don't know if it's going to be in World Showcase or in one of the other areas.
Maybe it's just so high tech that they're like, we can't put it anywhere else. It's like,
yeah. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Wow. Well, and this is just, again, this is, we're halfway through D23.
I know.
So there may be other announcements.
They announced Black Panther 2 in 2022.
Oh, confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Okay. So that wasn't even at the Comic-Con presentation.
No.
So, but that falls right inside that window, doesn't it? Or does it fall outside of it?
I think it does. I think it's inside.
What?
Yeah.
Can't trust Marvel. Wow. Uh-huh. Wow. This is, I don't know. I've told you how I have these conversations with my mom where she's like, okay, so how does this connect to this? And I'll draw her a diagram. We'll make lists. Like, this is, it's too much. It's too much.
It's too much.
It's too much. Oh, I'm
oh yeah, we have a date for Black Panther 2. May 6th, 2022.
I don't understand. How is this possible? Can you find the
Oh, that is after the window that we got. So it's after Thor Love and Thunder,
which was the last one, and that was 2021.
Yeah. And now there's still to be announced Marvel projects slated for February 18th, 2022.
So a month before? No, yeah. 2 months. No, you said May, right?
For yeah, Black so Panther? 3 months.
Three months before. Okay. Wow. Okay. So that means...
So there's still an unannounced. So we have so far, we've got Black Widow, May 1st, next year. We have The Eternals, November next year. We have Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings in February 12th, 2021. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, May 2021. And then Thor Love and Thunder, November 2021. So then there's something in February 2022, and then Black Panther.
Did they announce if Black Panther is phase 4? I mean, phase 5?
I don't think so.
Because they said that these movies, like up to Love and Thunder, is phase 4. Right?
Yeah. Oh, they, so supposedly... Marvel brought out the full cast, was going to bring out the full cast of the Eternals.
At D23?
At D23.
But they did that at
Comic-Con. They added Kit Harington to that.
They added to Eternals?
Yeah. Kit Harington is in the Eternals.
Oh, because yesterday they were speculating, you know, what he could be. I heard a lot of Moon Knight for Kit Harington, but he's on the Eternals. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And I don't know anything about that comic book.
Neither do I. That's like the first one that I know nothing about.
Yeah. It's like the DC version, which is the old gods? No, the... What is...
New Gods?
The New Gods. Yeah, right. That's right. It's a New Gods movie, right? Not the old gods. It's a New Gods movie. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm familiar with those characters, but the Eternals? I don't really know. Whew, a lot of comic book reading.
Lots to do.
Oh, and I guess... We can wrap up with this. I just got an email from Marvel.com where I have my Marvel Unlimited subscription.
Uh-huh.
And they just told me that I can no longer log in with my username because now my Marvel login is connected to Disney logins. And then it listed all of the different places that's like they're all going to be one united or unified login system.
I wonder if I got an email.
Maybe.
I don't know. I'll have to look.
Well, but it's happening, right? Disney is taking over. It's and they're going to be taking over way more and making. So they've had what, $5 billion movies this year so far?
right.
And then I don't know how much money they're going to make off Disney Plus, but again, the reason why everybody is making subscriptions is because it's more it's less risky and it's like a better investment to get your money over time as a sure thing than to take a gamble every time a movie comes out.
Like
every movie can't make $1 billion. Well, I mean, you know, maybe.
Apparently, if they're Disney movies.
Apparently. I'm sure it's not the last one because there's like a little Star Wars film coming out at the end of the year.
Just a little one.
Yeah.
Just the end of the Skywalker saga.
You know, whatever. small thing. Wow. Okay. All right. Well, hype.
All that hype.
So again, like I said earlier, we're warming up this show. It is coming out sporadically. Eventually, maybe we'll get to a more solid schedule with it. And then I don't know what we're gonna do when Disney Plus comes out. It's just too much, Lara. It's too much.
We're gonna have to plan. It's a lot. It's so much stuff.
It's gonna have to be like a daily show for November and December.
I know. We should just record our video game conversations about whatever we just watched.
Man, yeah, we're just gonna call each other on the phone like once a day, check in, and then record it and publish it. I don't know what we're gonna do, but we'll do something. Remember when I said we'll do a short season and then we'll take a break?
Yeah, that didn't happen. Well, we started with one episode and then took a break.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what we're gonna do. It's gonna be interesting. Anyway, but we've got a lot of really, for me, they're like really cool ideas for topics to cover on this show. So we will continue to do that. This was just a one-off reaction to just again too much news. But we'll be back soon with another episode of The Happiest Pod on Earth. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to comment or ask questions about this episode or any other show on the Geek Therapy Network, check out forum.geektherapy.com. That's the Geek Therapy Forum. And go to happy.geektherapy.com for more episodes of this show. Thank you for listening. We'll be back soon. Hype!
Hype.